Now, since I've seen you, Charles, I did a tour of Asia, Japan, Korea, China, Thailand, those areas, and I really got into the chi thing. And since then, I also incorporated myself the Corey Hawley Institute, which is CHI, which, as you know, is chi. So you want to give us your take on chi, what chi means to you?
Well, there's no life without chi, right? It's basically your energy in Western language. So your energy levels, and then you have to cultivate chi, and you got to make sure that you preserve it. And basically, if you eat a very poor diet, you deplete yourself of chi. If you watch mindless TV shows, you deplete your chi. So your lifestyle has a lot to do with your chi, and you've got to be very wise with it. And the choice of the foods you select and the beverages will impact greatly on your chi. I think that it's of paramount importance.
What do you think it actually is? Like, is that what animates us? Is that the secret substance that we call life that is impossible to measure? You know, as you know, in Western medicine, they don't recognize chi because you can't measure it, you can't evaluate it or identify it. So are we getting closer to actually, factually identifying this force called chi?
Yes, actually, in the Northeast here in the U.S., there's actually quite a few of the Ivy League medical schools that are looking into it. So I think that we're getting very close to it. There's a lot of theories on what it is, but regardless of what it is something that does exist. You know, it's not a question of faith. I mean, I think it's a question of evidence. You know, anytime you work in the healing arts, you could always pick up on who's got chi and who doesn't. You know, another word I guess we could use is vitality. And the sounder your lifestyle, the greater your vitality. But I think we can actually measure someone's chi with lab tests, or at least in direct product. One of them is a telomere test, which basically the telomere is the end cap of your genes, and the greater the telomere length, the better your biological age is. And the lab tests will show that you can determine someone's biological age within the 5 ± 5 error margin just by looking at telomeres. So we've seen people in their 80s, and biologically they're in their 30s, and we've seen people in their 30s or 80 in the lab work. And if you look at what they reflect outside their body, you can pretty much predict their telomere length. But we found, for example, if your diet is very rich in antioxidants like resveratrol, well, you repair telomere ends, so you actually increase your chi. So I think that we are finding things that correlate with vitality in lab work. So I would say we're very, very close. You know, there's things we can correlate with health status and blood values.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's great. Now, you're into coaching, and you're coaching coaches, and you're teaching coaches stuff that they've never heard about. And now maybe you can tell us about the Poliquin International Certification Program, and maybe you could explain the 5 different levels of it.
Well, the 5 levels are basically people were asking me, like, can you recommend a coach, or, you know, show me what you know. But I can't do it in, obviously, a day. So I've developed 5 levels, but it's the only certification program in the world.